May the light of Christ, rising in glory, dispel the darkness of our hearts and minds. L'chaim.
L'chaim, dear Keith and Chemda. I'm 14 years old, and lately a lot of scary family stuff has been going on. My dad is drinking a lot, so my mom and him fight a lot. My uncles and aunts are all feuding with each other, and one of my favorite uncles is in the hospital because he keeps on seeing people in the yard. I feel like shit almost all the time because my mom always blames the fight she has with my dad on me. She calls me names and stuff, and sometimes I catch her muttering, "I wish you weren't born," and shit like that. Listening to your shows always makes me smile and forget the hell that is my life for a few hours. Thanks to you guys, I still have my sanity and happiness. I love you guys. Melissa. Perfect. Thank you for the letter. Welcome, everybody, to Keith and the Girl. KeithandtheGirl.com/feedback to interact with us. Big news. The Democratic National Convention. I saw the last day, and we were saying how bullshit. What's the point? Whose mind is changing who? Nobody's saying anything. What are you cheering at? But Obama came out and resigned.
Oh.
Very
what a
surprised.
Turn of event. Wow.
Yes, what a turn of events indeed. Dear Keith and the Girl, sorry if this comes a little late. I'm catching up on shows. I'm 18 years old, a girl, and I was just listening to episode 793 when you talked about how they pass out fake signs at the conventions. Apparently everybody knows this, but this disgusted me. Earlier this year, I went to see Hillary Clinton speak. I hate the bitch, but I was in the area, so we went for a laugh. Everybody has to tell me that, too. When Relic told me this news about them passing out the fake signs. I just went there to... It's all a joke. Everybody's going for a joke. I was standing around, and sure enough, some campaign guy was passing out signs. He decides to hand me, with long red hair, pale skin, and freckles, the Latinos for Hillary sign. I just said to him, "Are you kidding? You're not even going to try to make this look a little legit?" He said I would be holding the sign in front of my face so it wouldn't matter.
Oh, wow.
He continues through the pile after I handed him back the sign. I wasn't going to hold propaganda for it. These parts in parentheses, she wants to make clear. And is all embarrassed because he gets out a sign that says, "Ohio for Hillary," the last place that they had been before they got to Philly where I was. He couldn't get his shit together. I had no respect for the whole thing, and I know everyone does it, but it's still shitty. I think so too, Laura. Thank you. But seriously, big news. There is a female now vice president running alongside John McCain. Not a bad-looking one, either.
Seriously?
Yeah, dead serious.
Oh, really?
Sarah Palin, 44, if I'm pronouncing the name right. A self-described hockey mom. Well, get her out, then. That's what I need, a hockey mom. Is a conservative first-time governor of Alaska. Well, that's how I would describe myself first, as governor of Alaska. With strong anti-abortion views, just like McCain, of course, a record of reform and fiscal conservatism, and an outsider's perspective on Washington. She's exactly who I need. This is a quote. She's exactly who this country needs to help me fight the same old Washington politics. So they're bringing in the new. Same old Washington politics of me first and country second. McCain told a roaring crowd of 15,000 supporters in Dayton, Ohio.
I hope she gets pregnant.
The vice president?
Mm-hmm.
You?
While they're in office.
and has it and loves it?
Yeah, no. She has to get pregnant and then worry about how she's so anti-abortion.
You think anytime anybody gets pregnant, it's the end of it and got you, and you really come across like, I think all babies should die.
No, I don't mean that. I just mean, like, I think some people don't recognize that once you have a baby, things are completely different. Completely different.
Right.
I think they're just like, what? You just had a baby.
It does bother me. A reason I wouldn't vote for McCain is how conservative he is.
Oh, yeah.
And he wants a much more religious-based Supreme Court. That's a little scary.
It's weird. It's weird that he can express that, and we're supposed to be a separation of church and state type country.
Yeah.
It's very odd.
By the way, yes, Florchin is right. This is a Vpilf, a vice president that I'd like to fuck. Not bad looking. She had a Sully saying the vice president just had a Down syndrome baby in April.
Wow, she's still anti-abortion?
She's still, can you believe it?
Wow.
People love things?
Wow.
Incredible.
Are you getting baby fever?
You know what? I'll tell you what. A wedding changes a person. We're getting married, Hemda and I, on Monday. I don't know if people know this. On Labor Day. And it's a clause in a relationship book contract that we have that says...
So we have to.
We have to stay together for a year to promote this book, or we have to return the advance. So we have to might as well get married for a year and try it out. That's what I think.
I think that's like almost any other marriage. They have to stay together so they don't lose any money.
The vice president candidate. So I think, sure. You know, I'm getting a little more. You just realize I'm becoming a man on Monday.
It's like your bar mitzvah.
And I hope you put out finally on Monday.
Oh, is that what that's about?
You gotta do it.
Shit.
You gotta do it. That's the point.
But then I'll need an abortion.
The vice president candidate, by the way, already has 5 kids, one with Down syndrome.
Of course she does. She doesn't believe in abortions. I'd have 5 kids if I didn't.
Well, welcome, everybody. Hey, Keith and Kemda, I just listened to show 795 where you talk about the Bratz and Mattel lawsuit. I've worked as a voiceover actor on both Barbie and Bratz cartoons and thought you might like an inside scoop. The Bratz dolls were actually copied from the Barbie My Scene doll line. We said how Bratz had to pay Barbie, had to pay Mattel $100 million, and they were happy to do that because
Mattel, relieved.
Mattel wanted literally $1 billion. The Bratz dolls were actually copied from the Barbie My Scene doll line. The My Scene dolls are slightly different from classic Barbie and look very similar to Bratz, big heads and feet with whore clothing and makeup. And once you get a look at the two toy lines, it is easy to see how similar they are. A Mattel producer told me about this before there was a lawsuit with the Bratz people and the former Mattel employee. Mattel knew right away that this guy had stolen their shit. So we're not supposed to be on this dude's side at all. This guy's just a thief. Isn't that funny, though?
Like, it is.
Look, I got the, like, for what? The New World Trade Center? No. It's a big doll with big eyes. And look over here. It says whore makeup.
Yeah, but it makes it more interesting that he kind of, I guess, did get away with it then.
Right. Anyway, it is weird that I've worked on cartoons for both companies. There is no breach of contract on my part, as I am technically a freelancer, but I'm sure neither company would be happy to know I'm working for the other one. Mattel is by far the most ethical of the two. Don't get me wrong, they are a big corporation. I'm sure they have skeletons in their closet, but they pay on time, cooperate with the actors' union, are pleasant to work for. Bratz, on the other hand, every time I work for them, it is one shady thing after another. Anything they can get away with, they will. This is a company that makes billions, and they are fucking cheap, and will do anything they can to avoid paying you.
Wow.
Anyway, I thought you might want to know. I am unsure of the details of the lawsuit, as every news story is different. No one on the creative side of things, the people I talk to, know much, or if they do, they're not saying much. Cheers, Canadian bacon on the forums. It is interesting.
Wait a minute. He really gave away his... I mean, I get that it's just a forums name.
So what? He's allowed to work for both companies. He's just thinking maybe it's frowned upon, but I'm sure they know.
Well, go you. By the way,
She does voiceover work for their commercials. I think they're like, hey, that sounds like Yasmin. We want her to be Sally, and that sounds like Yasmin.
They keep using each other's shit, though.
Of course, a company that makes these brass... Look, of course they're going to have attitude. Look at the fucking dolls.
Somebody started VPILF.com.
All right.
Vice president, I'd like to follow.
Really? How many are in there now? I will say our sexiest vice president today. I will say that. Solly's saying, by the way, after Monday, maybe you can explain the sheet with the hole in it. I'll tell you guys how it works. It's a little strange. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm very excited. It's a new life. And then are gonna have things are gonna be different.
For example, we cleaned up today.
We cleaned up.
We're not gonna do that if we're not gonna get married.
Nope. I know people are gonna have to come up, look at the bathroom, and then look in the studio and go, "Their awards, they're all jumbled together. This is the life they're gonna have." That's how you know what I mean.
That's not how people cook.
No,
they don't coexist like that.
And to start us off, we happened to get a check from the local Mitsubishi Superstore.
Oh, wow.
Look at that.
Does it come with a baby seat?
No. It comes with $27,943 on the back where I sign and everything.
Wow.
Yeah. Real tiny print, of course. This is not a check. I want to cash it anyway.
Well, if it's really tiny, maybe the bank won't notice.
Would you let me cash it anyway? And I won't use the money for 2 months.
Can you not go to the local bank when you try to do that?
Well, it'd be...
So that when they see you again, maybe they won't associate you with me.
I'd stick it in with like 10 checks, you know?
Oh!
iTunes, merchandise, different things, and it'd be in there. I can't open an account with, I'm going to use this one. They're going to pay attention to that.
You know what? You can tell who the new banker is at the bank usually.
Right.
Oh, but then again, you shouldn't go to them. The new ones at the bank are the most, like, tedious about their stuff.
Yeah.
And they don't let you get away with, like, stuff. They start calling managers about, like, this signature doesn't match.
Right.
Ruining my whole operation.
So we'll see. I'll try to slip that in and we'll see what happens. Why would you... I don't understand why you would do this. Maybe so you see a check and you open the letter and you go, oh, okay, but since I read it, I might as well get a car anyway. I had to open this. And, by the way, there's a lottery game I can play. You know, they
write
comes
on
with,
the check?
Yeah, no. No, that'd make it look not legit. It's for a car company. They're selling cars, of course, and it has, like, 9 boxes, and I have to, if I match 3 things, I get a great deal on the car.
You think you matched?
I'm going to guess I did.
Yeah, all right.
I'm not even going to check. I'm going to Kreskin this in. Yeah, I think I did. So why do you even have a check that I had to, you know, that I didn't know was in here right away? I see a check, and I go, holy shit, I got a check. No, just kidding is written on the check. Now I don't have a check. Why would I be pleased? Where can I got to use this somewhere. Oh, for you only? And I can only hand it to John? Okay, what a fucking deal. By the way, ever since we...
I bet at least one person really did go to the bank with that.
And I wonder if anybody ever got away with it. I've heard stories that... I think I've heard stories where they give it and, you know, it does register. And, of course, they're going to get that money back. But...
Yeah, it doesn't matter if...
I wonder if
a
anybody got away
up,
with it.
It doesn't matter. If a bank fucks up and gives you $27,000... they'll take it back from you. They'll put your account at negative $27,000 if they have to.
You can open up small town banks without ID.
Okay, here we go. Florchin says, didn't you learn your lessons with bad checks yet, Keith? Do you need to spend another month in jail or
and then go to the army? Now here's the thing.
You think you could still do that in small towns?
Here's the foolproof plan.
Hodges.
You do it under a fake name.
They don't check ID yet?
Nope.
We're trying this next time we go to Somerset.
Okay.
All right.
I get a check to my fake name mail for $27,000, and then I just cash it. And as soon as it shows up, I'm like, bye-bye.
First, you have to find a person that takes checks nowadays.
They trust you over there. I don't know if they tell.
Oh, in your neighborhood where you could buy a steak for $9.99?
Team Somerset has to tell me if I ruined everything for you guys. Can you guys still can you guys still pay a $4.99 meal with a check? If not, I apologize. Got this in the mail. Ever since we... You got to keep... So many scams, man. So many scams are out there. Ever since we trademarked Keith and the Girl, because we knew it was turning into something, we keep getting letters, like, to whatever your trademark... pay $1,000.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever it's for. And in the beginning, we thought it's real. We thought you had to. And luckily, we got so many.
It's a thing
we knew
where it's like,
it was bullshit.
Now that you're trademarked, you need to fill out like one more form. Yeah. And it's a form that maybe you could fill out or whatever, but you don't actually have to. And I think they're getting a lot of people on it. You know,
but there's also period. Like, they're just lying, period. Some of these are just making it up.
Well, a bit ago, you said, why don't we just open a company that's just flat out fraud? Like, we're trying to get ringtones, Keith and the Girl ringtones.
Right.
And I'm trying to find, like, independent ringtone companies. I found one. I signed on where you have to pay a monthly fee of $9.95, okay? I know. Everyone's, like, already shaking their head. But, you know, it's very hard to find these independent ones. And it looked legit at the time. What can I say? As soon as I filled in there's 4 steps. On the second step, you fill in your credit card information. And then it goes to a nice blank screen.
Right.
So I'm like...
It should say thank you.
Right. So, but then I get a welcome letter, so I'm like, maybe it kicked in and I just have to finish it later or whatever.
Right.
I couldn't log in. I couldn't do anything. I sent them emails. I tried to find their phone number. Their phone number does not exist. All this stuff. And Keith is like, why don't we start that? Like, what are you going to do about it? So I had to call the bank. The bank says I have to fill out paperwork.
Jesus.
And then if I don't fill out paperwork, I'm like, okay, you know what? Let them get my $9.95, which I think a lot of people are doing. Let's stop it from now on because this is a monthly thing. They're like, no, you either change your bank card where we send you a new bank card and, like, you don't know what's attached to your bank card. Like, fucking, I got to change my whole existence for you. Or you have to fill out this paperwork. They send it in. You know, it's like, it's a process with this stuff. And I think a lot of people don't look at their bank account like I do every day, every other day, whatever.
Right.
A lot, $9.95 doesn't make a big dent in your account. I wouldn't notice $9.95 based on my total,
right.
You know? But I would notice because I go through, like, what we're doing. So I think they're getting away with a lot.
I think a lot of companies are.
Yeah.
I think a lot of companies are. And
you can call the Better Business Bureau.
Who checks
fine.
It? We didn't check the Better Business Bureau first. Nobody checked. Who gives a check? I'm starting a fake company. I'm not giving you your shit. You'll complain. Go fuck yourself. If you really create an asshole, I'll give you your money back. But other than that, that's it. Who cares? What's $10 worth your time?
Right.
It's not worth people's time.
Right.
I'll be smarter next time. No, you won't. I'll call the BBB. Do it. Who gives a shit? whoever listening right now has for $10 item go, I'm going to check the Better Business Bureau first.
I should, though, but what I learned from that is I should have checked people's, like, just like when we buy things on Amazon, Keith, you check what people, if people liked the item or not, because you have customer reviews. I should have checked online if people like this company or not. You can do that. I think the Better Business Bureau is now beat out by, you know, just
the internet.
Just the everyday man.
That's hard to say, too, because, like, for example, if I go on Amazon and I go to buy some, like, I got new speakers for our computer. And the reviews are so different. Mm. You don't know what some of these people are reviewing. 5 stars, the best, small speakers, but Bose is a name you can trust, and it's fantastic. And then it's 1 star. It's 1 star because I can't rate 0 stars. I give it 1 dick, in fact. But apparently I have to pick a star. This is a piece of shit. It's nothing but static. I'm not hearing out of 1 speaker.
And then you're wondering who you're talking to. Which one is the 12-year-old? Which one is the guy working with music, like, as a living? You know, who are you looking at?
Right. Lebowski's saying just type in the company and the word scam in Google. I bet Bose is a scam. I bet everything's a fucking scam. Everybody, yeah, too many people aren't given the right. I know it sounds like censorship. Too many people in this country have the right to type shit out. I don't like it. Yes, the government needs to appoint people.
You get to have an opinion on speakers.
You don't have Somali. To. Right. Maybe like a private organization can be in charge of it. I know the word government scares people.
Well, private organization also scares people.
Well, something needs to be done. It could be appointed. A group of 50 people appointed
like
to appoint
and kings.
Other people. Exactly.
We all get, yeah, if you get a crown, you get to tell me how your speakers look.
Yes. Yes.
And sound, how your speakers look and sound.
But anyway, this so far, what I was talking about, our trademark, doesn't look like a scam. It's just it's a plaque and...
What, this a letter that we got or something?
Yeah, they have what looks like a mock-up of our trademark with the United States of America seal, you know.
Oh, well then.
And then... And it's a frame, and then you can get a frame. This is what my dad used to do.
What?
My dad used to sell frames. He would come to your house with a brochure, and that was, like, you know, he sells insurance, but before that, he sold frames.
Door to door?
Door to door, but he orders it. You would order it from him. But, yes, he would go door to door.
Oh.
And you would look through a pamphlet, and, you know, there's something about a nice frame, and you know, but it's kind of fun. Like, don't you want to have this memory forever?
How much time do people have that they have enough time to invite somebody in?
Nah, I'm busy. I'm so busy.
Invite somebody in.
I got to invite somebody in. I got to make them tea.
Go through catalogs. Really? But you don't have that kind of time in your day, do
now,
you?
Now I'm an artist. I'm a chef, a chauffeur, an artist, a feng shuier. But mom's works are never done. Wakanda has the answer. Kill it! What's going up, party people? I hear people are hanging out with Brother Love.
Oh, yeah. There's so many meetups happening because he's on tour with her in Kings County.
Yeah.
He's a drummer.
I'm still listening to their album. I love it.
Yeah.
I really do. Her in Kings County. That's all. But, yeah, a lot of meetups going on this weekend.
I know right now they're having a meetup. I know they were trying to call us before the show, but they might be on right now as the band. But there were a few people. Brother Love was texting me, a few people hanging out with him right now.
If he's on stage right now, somebody hand him on a phone.
He's done it before.
How great would that be?
He should write a book about everything he's done while drumming. Made out with someone, texted someone.
I'm having a newspaper showdown with somebody. Speaking of mail.
Oh. Did you do that today? Did they take it?
Well, here's what happened. Okay. I know.
We get Daily News and The Post sent to us every morning.
Yes.
Because it's part of the routine.
And it's important for the show.
Right. It's for the show. We didn't get it before the show.
Right.
Yeah.
And if I get up by 9 a.m., it usually comes like just after 6 a.m. If I get up at 9 a.m., and that's early for me, it's too late. It's gone.
Well, because everyone's at work by 9. So this guy or this girl is on their way to work,
yes.
Picks up the newspaper at our place, and keeps going. You're convinced of this. I wasn't until
positive.
Now it's so on time. And if you're saying before 9 o'clock it's gone, that means like... Because for a second I thought maybe the co-op was like picking up garbage. You know
right.
what I mean? And I'm like, well, that seems odd for this co-op. They don't seem to give a fuck about anything. So I was like, maybe you're exaggerating a little bit and you just need to be pissed off. But if you're telling me, A, it's before 9, that's before, you know, this area does anything. And, I don't know, that's like on the way to somebody's work.
Some days, and it's happening less and less. And it's usually if the paper's thrown,
closer?
Like, a little closer. maybe on our porch as opposed to on the ground where people can walk past. Sometimes it will be there till like noon or something, and it won't be taken. If it's there after after 9 a.m., nobody's taking it. It stays.
So it is
but
on the way to work.
There's never been a time, like 6 or 7 in the morning, that I would go to get it early that it has not been there. It's always been there if I get up that early. Somebody without question is stealing my papers, and I don't know what to do. And yesterday, I took out the middle sections of the newspapers because, you know, I'm not going to – I need the important parts of the newspapers to do this, you know, regardless of doing this. But I take the paper and I put it back in those little plastic things that – by the way, what's the point of going green with all these people buying newspapers with unnecessary plastic over it? That's going to upset environmentalists. But anyway –
going green is like just a hip thing to say right now.
Yeah.
Everybody's going green all of a sudden.
So Todd is saying Keith and the Girl TV episode filmed the paper thief in the act. I don't know what I would do, man. I would go crazy. So blatant. So anyway, I take a piece of paper and I put it in one of those newspapers and I wrote, "Gotcha. Do it again and you will get hurt."
Good.
What do you think about that?
I like it.
Dramatic enough?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, but
did you do that? You did that this morning.
I did it. Was that this morning?
I think so.
My hours are all fucked up. So I put. It was this morning. I put the newspapers, on the first step, so that it's even it's even easier for them.
Right.
Like it's hanging out. It's like if your mom put a dollar bill hanging out the money drawer. Like, what are you doing, Ma? You know, are you setting me up? What are you doing? So you know, it's real. And then I'm like, oh, is that too much? And I went out like 3 times adjusting the paper until finally I took it back in. I'm like, somebody fucking spotted me. I look like a retard. But I do.
Why don't you just put the paper where you found it? Because he seems to like where it lands.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I was all excited.
Okay.
I'm all excited. This has to be the day you get it. But yeah, I would. I would go insane if I actually catch somebody. And
would
then
you
make,
really? Would you just go red?
I punch him. I have these scenarios in my head that aren't just pure fantasy. If I think like somebody, it's somebody's first time stealing the paper and they see I'll hurt you and they go crazy and go, "You'll hurt me." And then I'm like, well, if it's somebody's, fuck them. It's the first time. Fuck them. They're stealing. Let them think I'll hurt them. And then they go, "Excuse me, you're going to fucking hurt me?" I would go nuts. See, I would put, yeah, I'm going to fucking hurt you.
As you were saying that, I was thinking that you should shit in the newspaper, put it back in the thing and let him pick that up. And hopefully he'll just open it up on the train. But then I'm thinking, this has to be a neighbor of ours. It's funny. But then I was thinking, this has to be our neighbor, and then he can, you know, just throw poop on our door then.
Right.
It could something not fun. I don't think that you'd catch him. You'd
Morning,
catch
Ralph.
Shit on your... Yeah, exactly.
So we'll see what happens. We got a little newspaper showdown. But I do want to just spy there. I just want to sit by the door and wait for 2 hours or however long it takes. We're like three dude friends.
Oh,
just jump them.
Right now, Spooky's up for it.
We're going to do something. We'll see. Now, I don't know if marriage will change me, but so far, I'm into it.
You know what? Mondays
we're married now, and things have to be different.
Monday is our wedding and reception, and a lot of our parties last all night long. And if they do, we can have a waiting for the paper party.
All the balls. He takes the paper as we're barbecuing breakfast.
And then you get so angry, and then we have angry sex, and that's our honeymoon.
I saw a guy that I think was looking at the papers, and he saw me cleaning the kitchen.
Are you serious?
I think I'm good at judging people's eyes like that. I know it seems weird, but he didn't go for it, and I think it was me because I was a fucking weirdo.
Was it the young kid over there? No, he doesn't wake up early enough. He's a fucking pothead.
There's Andrew that was over at the house. Taking our fucking papers.
People are voting for who should be with you, and Ami is voting Spooky and Downtown Adam Brown.
Okay.
I think he'd go for it.
Yeah, I know Adam can fight. He proved it. I believe Spooky can. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to... I can think of a lot of friends that would be into this. It's like a fun thing. You hang out.
Lebowski's giving you a lot of credit. I highly doubt the neighbor is going to fuck back with Keith. Look at him.
Well, you know, somebody said you're not going to get the thief's a fucking pussy. They'll just run. You'll get no satisfaction. I'll get satisfaction when they piss their pants. When there's five, you stole a paper and the door opens and there's five dudes, yellow, and we're all fucking drunk because we had
to run a 6-minute mile.
Right.
Nobody's outrunning him.
But even if you just ran, you're going to be pissing yourself and you will not take my paper again. The satisfaction is every day my paper's there. And I'll tell you what, after we beat this dude up, Deuce, quit taking my papers. Every time we beat this dude up, or, you know, after you beat him up once, then we're going to say, and also when you pass my newspapers, I want an apology letter on top for a month.
Actually, can you scoot it closer to the door? Because sometimes I like to pick it up in my underwear.
I would like you to knock on my door, say I'm sorry, and hand it to me.
Can you just put it through the mail slot, please?
Oh, fucking assholes. My brother's going to preschool now, finally. My youngest brother.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Oh, priest school.
Priest school.
Oh.
Yeah, it's for real.
Yeah? How'd you hear from
him? I was talking to my other brother. Mm-hmm. Mark was filling me in about everything. And I knew it, but like he was going to. But you always think last minute, no, you won't. No, you won't. But he is. How
Maybe
weird.
Maybe because he heard about the nun fashion shows.
It'd be very weird. I need to tell him that's not happening. I need to get the news to him. He only heard part of the story. I'm in.
Does he have Twitter?
I'm sure he does.
I mean, all priests do, right?
I'm sure he does. Yeah, that'd be weird, man. Having a brother for a priest? Whatever. I mean, you can judge me all you want, but
well, now
it's
you have
just
like
weird.
One of everything. You have a priest, a gay.
Right. A yapper.
What?
I like to talk. I'm going to go to confession with him. I wonder if he cuts me some slack, you know?
Would you confess to your brother?
Sure. But I'd be like, what do I do, you know? Like, I curse a lot. I try not to lie. Maybe I did about something. I tell Mom that I go to church.
Well, you won't get Hail Marys. He'll just punch you through the thing.
That's what I think, yeah. You
get 5 noogies and a wedgie.
I think I lied to my mom about going to church. Okay, is that everything? Yes. No, it's not. Yes, it is. Oh, is it? I remember you being 16 and I was 9 and you were looking to put somebody's diary. I was 9!
But then all of a sudden your mother knows all your secrets.
Right. You've confessed your sins to the Almighty. Fuck you! Yeah, my brother. Fuck you. Get out of here. Your penance is 3 Hail Marys and a turkey sandwich on rye bread.
Cara Carrillo from NYC says, do you get a free pass into heaven if your brother's a priest? It's like family benefits.
I would hope so.
I say you don't, by the way.
Well, I won't because he's going to be doing the sermon. I'm going to be in the pews with like a sign. 6! I give that sermon a 6.
Can you confess over the phone to him?
He put his fingers in Jesus' wounds and said, I'm sorry that I... Boring! Boring! You took that story from Dad. Boring.
But it takes 7 years, right? He won't be a priest until 7 years
from
now, right?
Takes a long time.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
That's how long it takes to be a doctor.
Look at that. I just went on a cruise and did it one day. You know what I mean?
Brother Love went online. Boom.
It's that easy. It's that easy. David Duchovny has entered a rehabilitation facility for sex addiction.
Of course he did.
That's
my penis is just too big.
What do you think? What do you think happened? I'm going to guess your wife, Taya Leone, caught you cheating. That's my guess. Mm. It's never single dudes that didn't get busted for drugs. It's never single dudes, but the few times it is single dudes, they have a drug problem. That's their way of going, it's the sex. It's something that we all love to do, and you can't blame me for made me do something. I haven't. What the fuck?
Does anyone you know not like to have sex and with a bunch of different people?
Okay, I have a sex addiction. I love fucking, and I love fucking a lot. I don't even know how I get the show done.
And they don't have that camera angle.
In a statement released by his lawyer, Stanton Stein, the actor said he did so voluntarily, adding, I ask for respect and privacy for my wife and children as we deal with this situation as a family.
Then shut your face.
Of course, I wanted privacy in the hotel room that day, but my wife had to surprise me with a gift. Like, I can't buy anything I want. The actor's publicist, another person, confirmed the rehab report, which first appeared in People. Duchovny plays a sex-obsessed character on the Showtime series Californication.
That's what Scott from Philly's saying. It's promotion for his new show, which is starting up next month. He plays a sex addict on TV.
Well, they're behind him during this tough time. The show Californication. He can't work. He can't do that because he wants to fuck too much. Can you imagine that conversation? Okay, and we're going to start the shoot. Yeah, I wasn't joking. I got to go to a class now. Because I like to fuck too much. Yeah, okay, all right. And 5, 4... No, I'm serious. I love fucking. I mean it. I can't even be... I gotta fuck now or go to a class. I love fucking too much. And action. Why is nobody taking me seriously? Get me out of here. I need to fuck. You know it. You see these shows, and you almost sound stupid saying it, but it's true. You see Dennis Leary...
Every episode, he's groping a girl.
He's groping a girl and he's drunk.
Yeah.
Guess what? The dude has a drinking problem in real life and he likes groping girls. It's true.
How rare to find in a man.
Benjamin Bratton, that new movie, The Cleaner. I guarantee you there's some kind of, and I have no idea, there's a drug and alcohol story in this guy's past. You know, if you're a successful actor, you can pick your roles. You're doing these roles that interest you. They don't interest you because they're nothing like you. Heath Ledger had fag in him.
I don't fully agree with that. And unfortunately,
well, David Duchovny's
keep proving
a point.
Me wrong. But yeah, I don't. Yeah, I think that you can act like the opposite of you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. One example. Ready for a Dina letter?
Ooh.
You guys know her, right?
I'm ready for Dina.
I texted her today and I said, "Hey, you up for a phone call?" And she said, "God, yes, I'm going through withdrawals."
Aw.
Yeah.
Well, you're not, because you thought that you were just at a sleep study with her.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw her last week. Yeah. The sleep study girl was looked and, I don't know about looked, but talked, and
her demeanor
was just like her, yeah.
Well, for those who want to write in while you're calling Dina, if you want to write into Dina because she is the almighty and all-knowing, she might as well be the one marrying us on Monday. By the way, Dina, if you want to come by on Monday, you're more than welcome,
yeah.
Of course.
Just bring a gift. It's a wedding.
Oh, yeah, Amazon.com wish list, Keith and the girl.
Yeah.
So if you want to write to her, you write to Ask Dina, D-I-N-A, ask Dina at keithandthegirl.com, and she'll answer the ones that we filter through.
That's right. That's right. We usually pick two a week. We take the best ones because we don't want to waste her time too much, and then she straightens you out. Sometimes it hurts.
Sometimes it hurts good.
Okay, usually it hurts. That's true. Well, I like to guess how much she's been drinking.
I say 3 to 4 beers, but by the end of it, she'll admit to 5 to 6.
How you doing, Dina?
Good.
How much have you been drinking today?
I didn't wake up till about 10:30, so, or not 10 o'clock.
So 3 to 4 beers.
So you're drinking in the morning.
Yeah, today I was. Yeah.
All right. How have you been? We didn't talk to you for 2 weeks.
I've been busy. I had a lot of family here. Oh, good Lord.
Oh, that's...
Family time's overrated.
What are you guys hanging out because it's Labor? Does Labor Day weekend have to do with anything? Or
no,
just...
they're all gone now. I'm back to being...
Oh, okay. Was everybody getting out of jail at the same time? And you had to have them over?
It almost seemed like it, really.
You got to get out. How close are they to you? I forget, now that you have a new place. Your family.
My mother's house is probably about 20 minutes away.
All right, get the fuck out of there. That whole town. New house. Start
over. Seriously, I just got to relocate.
I don't want you within half an hour of family members or dudes that you fucked and went to jail.
Seriously, I know. I don't know how far I can move away, though. that cuts down. I got to move to, like, Westchester.
Dina's got dots all over the map.
Hey, are you off on Monday? You think you can stop by?
I have actually plans on Monday, but I just read that you guys are getting hitched, so.
Yeah.
Not read, but I've heard you guys are getting hitched, so.
What do you think? I didn't ask for your blessing. What do you think about us getting married for a year?
Absolutely. A year?
Yeah.
Shit. That's easy.
I think most people...
30 years, that's the tough part.
Oh, easy. Don't even give her ideas. Slow down. All right, here's the two... I have two people...
See, actually, you don't want me going to your wedding, because every wedding I go to... 2 years later, they're divorced.
Wow.
So I think it's me. I go to these weddings, and 2 years later, they're getting divorced. I'm
well,
like, I got to stop.
I think you should be for hire, then. I'd like to send you on a few weddings that I don't agree with.
Right.
Absolutely.
I think you can make money.
Is it an open bar? Because I only go to ones with open bars.
I can't believe a wedding wouldn't be open bar.
That'd be funny. I'm gonna leave the drinks out, but leave a donation cup.
There's some cheap-ass fuckers that don't have open bar, believe me.
I'm only charging McNally.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
You gotta charge a Canadian.
No. All right, here's the two people that need your help, Dina. First of all, this one writes, "Hi. I have a problem and I don't know this, I don't see a name on here. I don't know who to turn to, so I thought of you for an objective opinion. My problem is this. My younger sister, who is 18 years old, was having problems with my dad and school. So 2 months ago, she moved out and moved in at my granddad's, where I also live. It's near my university. He has an empty attic flat. She has a steady boyfriend. They've been dating for a year now, so she was 17. He is 24, and it has been a rocky relationship at best. So 24 dating a 17-year-old. Now
he has to be shit right away, right there.
She spends so much time there that she is basically living there. He isn't a good influence on her. He was from a Bosnian family. Enough said, right, Dana? Bosnian society treats women badly, partly because of its Muslim religious traditions. Since she is with him, she uses cocaine often and drinks a lot.
Cocaine.
Oh, cocaine?
Yeah.
Wow. That's not how you spell cocaine. She is in her second year of high school. This is the dumbest person. Repeating it the second time. How you doing in school, person? Repeating it the second time, so that isn't good, too. Okay, that's...
She's 18 years old and a sophomore in high school.
So that's the current situation. What the real problem is that she told me, in secret, of course, that she is planning to have a baby with him, and I'm sure that she wants me to call a talk show about it.
Yeah, you're a good secret keeper.
That she is planning to have a baby with him, becoming a housewife and a mother. I don't mean in a few years. I mean now. She told before they weren't using condoms and she isn't on the pill. I'm really at a loss of what to do. Should I tell my parents? She told me, of course, not to say anything to anyone. So I don't know. You can read it on the show. Just don't mention any names.
I know how to convince her not to have a baby. Just remind her that you can't do coke with a baby in your belly. Mm. That'll change anybody's mind.
Coke or baby.
I've been through the situation where my brother's knocked me out for ridiculous things. And
knocked you out. Like, I love families. I'm sorry, one second.
When you say don't say anything to mom, my brother's the type that runs right to mom and says something. So
when you say knocked out, do you mean literally? Like, I know families do this. Like, my brother knocked me out. Like, he choked you out or punched you?
No.
No? Oh, okay. I hear this sometimes. It's very weird.
He probably could, but, I mean, he's a big dude. Okay.
No, see, I don't believe in, like, I don't think that it'll help to tell the parents. I think that'll just make you more distant from her.
It doesn't help. It just makes it 10 times worse, because then you got your mother mad at you, then you're pissed at your brother.
And that puts you closer to this asshole.
It 10 times worse, yeah.
Yeah, then she'll just want to run.
I just went through this, like, a month ago. I had to freaking set my brother straight, yeah.
What did you tell your brother that he gave you up on?
I was just talking about something one night when he called me, and I told him, don't say anything to Ma. I said, she's going to get upset. This little bitch ran back the next day and told her. After he texted me, I told him not to say anything. He texted me and says, don't worry, I got your back. Later, he's running to tell my mother. I'm like, you're toast.
Did you learn your lesson, or are you going to tell him anything ever again?
No, I'm not going to tell. It's my twin brother, and it's a shame. I can't tell him shit.
You know what? I think I know who the talker is in my family. And everybody assumed it's me.
Really? You of all people?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they thought it was me. Just, you know what? I know it's my family, so you should know me. But it's like people go, what? You're in the military? How? Well, they think, like, I'm the joker. I have a talk show. I love talking. I must be the one telling secrets, I guess. And with everybody looking like, yeah, I am curious where it's come from. I'm like, well, why? Yeah, one of you is lying. And I think it's my sister. And I don't think she recognizes what she does. I hear she talks to my mom every day. If you talk to your mother every day, you're going to run out of shit to talk about. And you're going to be saying dumb dirt.
Yeah. That's true. But, I mean, even if you do talk to your mom and somebody said, please don't say anything, you should be, like, straight up and say, okay, I won't. And then don't say anything.
Right.
I just went through this a month ago. I wanted to kill him.
Family. Some people don't remember the word family means, Dina.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Apparently.
It's like the Godfather. You shut your mouth.
Exactly. I was like, if we were the mob, he'd be toast.
So what do you think? What do you think this girl should do about her sister? Does she let it go? You make your mistakes, you live with it, or maybe tell the parents that we'll sit her down
girl,
and say something?
Apparently is going to go down a bad path anyways.
Right.
And let her go. She's going to fuck her life up regardless of what you do. You can tell on her. You can do whatever. She's already done. She doesn't matter, so.
Someone's asking, do you think...
The girl's already fucked up. Let her be fucked up.
I agree. You can tell some people. They're a lost cause.
I think that, yes, Dina's absolutely right. But just in case, I think that she should be good friends with her because... This guy right now, like, is probably what she thinks is the only good thing in her life. She's not recognizing that her grandfather's letting her stay in her house, so he's a nice person. But if you're a nice person with her, if you do fun things, then she'll associate fun things with you, and she'll want to mimic you instead of this douchebag.
Oh, baby, you're so mature. You're not like the other girls.
Plus, the fact is, when everything falls apart and you're still nice to her, she'll have somebody to come to. You know what I mean?
Right, because then she won't think that things are completely gone and this is the only person.
Yeah, she won't, like, lose her mind, and she'll at least have somebody to run to, you know.
Also, do I mind if Andrew... Sorry, D-War is saying, do you mind if Andrew comes to your wedding? Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
He may not come. I'm being asked, is my sister the one that gave the Keith and the Girl show to my parents to hear? No. She's not saying... I know she's not saying...
Well, she's not telling secrets,
big shit.
Really. She's not telling secrets.
And there isn't even big shit. But I know there's little... Like, I ran into somebody that hears the Keith and the Girl show. It's like, why would they want to hear that?
Everyday stuff affects them a lot more because they have so much invested.
Right.
Literally.
I agree.
Yeah. I don't tell my mom when I'm worried about something because she won't sleep for a week.
Yeah.
I just know it affects her so much, and it never goes away. If I tell her one bad thing about you, you're the devil from now on. So even if you robbed me, I can't tell her that unless I'm breaking up with you and it's over. Because forever, I won't be able to talk about you like you're a normal... Well, why'd you rob me? Anyway.
Right. No, I don't know. More people need to be quiet and start diaries.
Not online ones, you twit.
Not online diaries. Not your MySpace diary. A diary that you keep private. I know it hurts sometimes to have secrets, but believe it or not, I have them. Believe it or not. All right.
Who doesn't have secrets is the question.
I just Twittered that you robbed me, so don't worry about it.
All right, here's number two, Dina. I was recently bored and went online to pass some time, says Cynthia. I came across a chat community that was pretty receptive to me, and now I'm there at least 3 times a week. A few people have moved to a video chat service to speak to each other, much like Keith and the Girls' live video, and have asked me to join. I have said some pretty open things about myself, including some sexual preferences, and shared some intimate stories. I want to join them on video chat because it sounds like so much fun, but I wonder if it's a good idea to lose a bit of anonymity. I've seen you on the Keith and Girl chat. I've been a lurker there so far. But I notice, you, Dina, that your video is never on. Wondering if there's a reason behind it that I can relate to, or if it's just that you don't have a cam. So should I cam up or not? Thanks, Cynthia. And before we get to your answer, Dina, please note the information contained in this message may be privileged and confidential, protected from disclosure, and or intended only for the use of the individual or entity named above. If the reader of this message is not the intended recipient or an employee or agent responsible for delivering the message to the intended recipient, you are hereby notified that any disclosure, distribution, copying, or other dissemination of the communication is strictly prohibited. If you receive this communication in error, please immediately reply to the sender, delete the message, and destroy all copies of it. So what do you think, Dina?
You know, if she was bold enough to go on the chat and say that shit, then she's bold enough to put her cam on. I don't put my cam on because usually I sleep all freaking day and I don't get up and, like, I don't want to make myself pretty just to go online.
You got to dress up. There's enough things to dress up for.
You know, usually I sleep till like 10 o'clock at night, and nobody wants to see me after I wake up and not showered and just sitting around drinking coffee, you know what I mean?
Actually, that's exactly what they want to see. That's the weird part of it.
Yeah, they want the real you.
Yeah.
They want to see you hacking up a lung in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You only said sexy stuff.
I know, I'm sorry. They want to see it, but I don't even want it. That would be on the line somewhere. I was like, YouTube that shit in about 2 days. I'm like, no way.
Crazy girl hacks lung.
She's right, though. Yeah. Oh, just before the show, Newsy was like, hey, if I ever want my own dance party, I got one. And he keeps through his camera, he keeps posting people dancing because he taped them, and then he just has his own dance party. Everybody's dancing in his window.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Okay. Well, come on. I liked it. I felt like I was dancing.
You think you're at a real party then? Yeah, I'm a weirdo for drinking by myself in my house. This dude's, he's not alone. He's dancing with 10 people.
Basically, I put on the cam and I'm sitting in my dark kitchen or something. You know what I mean? Just the computer screen. You won't even see me because it's, keep the lights off, whatever.
Well,
I sleep till 10 o'clock at night. What do you guys want to see,
Lebowski's giving some advice to this girl. Why doesn't she just dress up like a bunny like all the other freaks?
Some people are like,
doesn't she just say F it? She already gave, if she wants to be, the whole shield of animosity, or anonymity. Wow, Freudian slip. But, if she wants the whole anonymity,
right, private.
She can do it. If, stop being a douche. Why would you even write in about this shit?
Right.
Stupid.
Right, and it's silly. I have said some pretty open things. What do you think it is? That she works for the Illuminati and her sexual preferences. What is it, goats? Ooh.
I don't know. That's a good question. We should get on to that, because what is it? Is she banging dogs and shit? Who knows? Letting a dog fuck her? Who knows?
Right. I'm going to doubt it. I think the question would have been...
she's doing something stupid, and she's just dumb, so...
Now I'm curious what Cynthia looks like. I knew a Cynthia once.
See, the only thing is, I hear this name Cynthia. I work with this Weeble Wobble named Cynthia, and I want to knock her out, so...
They're not jolly, are they, Dina?
What?
They're not jolly, are they?
No, she's got the biggest ass I've ever seen, and she's like all... fucking bent. She's like at a 45-degree angle all the time, and that's why I hear the name Cynthia. I just want to knock somebody out.
Remember this story? Remember that tattletaler that Dina worked with? They heard Dina on the Keith and the Girls show.
Yeah.
Happened to be a listener.
Dina got fired, actually.
Dina got fired for that?
She
got fired.
She got fired because, I don't know why she got fired, but she got fired. Oh, this is why she got fired. She was supposed to be working, and somebody saw her at the local pub having beers at like 2 p.m., and she was supposed to be at work.
She was supposed to be at work, and probably like, filling prescriptions, right?
Probably.
Yeah.
She's a messed up bitch.
But at the same time, she has to go.
And now
and go.
I can knock the bitch out if I want.
Good.
Now I can knock her out.
Very good. She's off duty now.
See, but everyone, she told everybody secrets, and then that's why she got told on.
Yeah.
And by the way, does anyone in a small town recognize that they're in a small town?
No.
If you go to the local, if you're off, what?
No, you don't realize you're in a small town until you move to a bigger town.
Yeah.
Right now, where I live, they think it's like freaking... Beijing or some shit. You think it's the largest city in the world.
Yeah, they go to
and
the local 20, watering.
People.
They go to the watering hole. They think they're at the Palladium.
Yeah, and then on Monday, they get pissed because somebody talking about what they did at the bar on Saturday. Well, there's 15 people that go to that bar because that's the only 15 people in town that fucking drink.
this girl had to complain, and it's not like she would have got Dina's job. You know, there's nothing clever about it. It's just people like to talk.
To have information.
They like to have information. People like to show that they know, no matter how stupid it is. And they had to say, hey, she's on this show, boss. I don't think that's right. What kind of law is she breaking?
You want to even hear the best part?
Nah.
My boss, who freaking always disciplines me like a little douche, is under investigation under the Attorney General of New York State. He's been on administrative leave because he's getting like arrested or something. I don't know what he did.
Way to give people enough information to find you.
That's all right. That's all right. But this is the guy that's saying, no, I don't know that you should do that show. What's your language? Like, okay, scammer.
Yeah, why don't you go and lie to the state so you're under freaking... hey, look, the Attorney General's not coming to my house.
Wow, everybody in Dina's neighborhood is a criminal.
Yeah.
Her whole family, her boss.
Hey, what do you think about this idea?
What the fuck is that? I gotta get better friends.
Dina, I'm thinking about starting a company where you buy stuff for me, but you never, ever get it. And then I ignore your letters, and if you're a real pain in the ass, I might give you your money back. And I'm going to keep
doing... Like Keith Bay?
Keith Bay. I like that. I'll have to see if that's taken. I like that.
Well, hurry up.
Right. Okay, and taken. All right.
I think I ordered a few things from Keith Bay, and I can't get shit. I never get that. The UPS guy never comes to my house.
By the way, I have a few words about that, too. Keith Bay has nothing to do with keithandthegirl.com/store.
Not at all.
We are a separate entity and a separate business. We don't live together.
That'll be in the small printout.
There, please delete it promptly.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have a website. I'm going to sell things, like a truck for $200. Never, you don't get it. And then I'll write back maybe like, come on, how are you going to get a truck for $200? That's stupid. And maybe you'll go like, yeah.
There's a few around here.
Right, that's true.
I might not have tires on it, but you can truck for
$200. Or just sell things. And then in small print on the bottom, I write, you will not get this shit. I'm selling.
Just like your check.
Yeah, I'm
just
selling
like
nothing.
Check.
Just like the check. That's
just
right.
Like the check, right. Anything you buy is considered a donation, and you will not get anything. These are merely pictures.
Oh, man.
You get about 5-6 people to fall for that. You still make some money until they realize what a scam.
There's always new people. That's what's great about this. Luckily, this world isn't a bunch of Hemdas and people are having these babies.
Oh, my God.
So people are having these babies.
Oh, shit.
Yes, not like Killer Magoo over here. Don't slice me, baby. I'm just telling the story.
That's not right.
I don't slice you. You're too old.
She stops at 2 months.
3 months.
Already born, I mean.
Oh, I see.
I forget my point.
Man,
oh, here's
not
the point.
Even right.
A bunch of it isn't right. That's my point. It isn't right.
Are you hiding my pills?
So, you know, my point is you keep having more and more retards. I don't think I'd ever go out of business. There's businesses out there that are not giving you
shit. There's
retards
out there that would actually click going, oh, I want that picture.
You see the stuff. You see the stuff they sell in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Oh, that drains pasta. I never cooked pasta in my life. I don't cook.
I don't cook. Enzyte, and I'm not even. I don't even need a male enhancer, but I see the commercial like 50 times a night.
And it looks exciting.
The Smiling Bob. He thinks we want to buy it.
I would like Smiling Bob at my wedding. All right. Well, there you go, Dina. Everybody, thank you, Dina. You can write in your questions all the time at askdina@keithandthegirl.com.
Later.
Bye. It always ends up so sad at the end, doesn't it?
Just like life. Oh, really quick. I know you're going into another subject, but because this is Labor Day weekend, I just want to remind everyone that Labor Day, Monday, is the last time that they can get a couple of free products that we're doing right now in the store, keithandthegirl.com/store. The promo is ending as of Monday night midnight.
This is the legit store, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
You will get this
stuff.
This is
not Keith Bay.
Okay. Also, a good time to buy. Well, let me see the CD I'm talking about. Not this one. Not FIFA Soccer 2002 that Hemda sings on. Let's see. Not this one. Not Dr. Israel, Patterns of War. Not that one. Conjure One. Nope, that's not the one I'm talking about. Here's another CD Hemda sings on. Another Conjure One. Extraordinary. Nope, not that one. All right, here's the one I'm talking about. By the way, Soccer Girl says you can't sing. I don't know how you got all these jobs for not being able to sing.
I pay people.
Voodoo Lulu. We shipped this one out from our house. I'm looking at, I don't know how many, but they're going to go and you're going to miss it. And
selling this, I think we have...
I think it's like 20.
I was going to say 20. I think we have about 20 more, and we're not going to sell more than that.
That's available at keithandthegirl.com/store. The Voodoo Lulu album, Hemda sings on every song? Almost every
nearly,
song.
Nearly, yeah.
It's trip hop. And she does... the actual sing-songy part, and I love it.
Thank you.
I really think it's great.
Thank you. There are a few things in the store that, if they say sold out, that means we're not reordering them anymore. If they say on back order, it just means, well, nothing's on back order anymore. If it's sold out, it's sold out. Not getting that in the store anymore. For example, one of the sizes of the polo shirts, gone, not being reordered. So take a look at it, keithandthegirl.com/store. If you've thought of buying something, now might be a good time.
All right. By the way, I'm seeing these pictures, and I'm kind of just bringing them up to have an excuse for Sexy Potato to put them on the website. But I am. This is another example of how I'm getting my life together. I'm taking down inappropriate pictures from the refrigerator.
Yeah, here's the thing. Keith took a very, very hilarious picture one time. We were at my friend's party.
It's on the
camera. We were at my friend's party, and one of the people fell asleep. It was at the end of the party. A couple of people fell asleep. So he decided to take my friend's dildo, put it in his zipper, and act as if that's his penis, and he's feeding it to the guy. But the problem is that it matches his skin color so well that everybody that comes to our house thinks they just saw Keith's penis on our refrigerator. By the way, that's going to be making its way around. You really want to post that?
I'm not embarrassed. Look at the size of that dick.
Yours is bigger.
Thank you. Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you.
This worked out perfect. Look at that, folks. It's bigger than that. Are you fucking kidding
me? Shush.
Do you see the dick on there? Do you need an arrow? I don't think so. Look, it's fantastic. That looks so fake. If
no,
please,
it
does not look fake. You know why, dummy? That is my dick. And of course, this beautiful one of just just hanging out over two people sleeping. These, of course, will be on the website. And for people that weren't sure what One-Eyed Davis looks like,
oh man,
this gem of a man. That big Star Wars fan. He's the one that wrote Jedi Master on his name tag when he used to work at Tower Records. One-Eyed Davis, Jedi Master. And anyway, here's a picture of him back in the day in a theater troupe.
They want to know if you're removing this because now you're an adult getting married.
Yes, that's exactly why.
Really?
It's time to grow up.
I see. Okay.
It's time to grow up. Time to be a little more mature.
For a year, at least.
For a year. And then it's asshole out.
Oh, man. I can't wait till our divorce party in a year.
That's gonna be good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
We're going to divorce until we get our second contract, second book out.
And think about all these exciting things.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The guy, Simon Jericho, I believe is his name. Is
mm-hmm.
that correct?
Mm-hmm.
He does the song that we play before shows sometimes, This Is the Trip. You know that one? This is it.
This is the trip.
This is the trip!
He does it a little different, but...
Not really.
No,
actually, that was dead on. That was creepy. That was weird. He did a song.
He has a new song out called Spin. Mm. And in the song, he has a quick dedication to Brother Love and to Keith. And you'll catch it. Like, I didn't really understand. He wrote me an email, and he's like, yeah, and it's a tribute to Keith and Brother Love or something like that.
Wow.
And I didn't really understand it. I thought maybe like he just put Keith and the girl at the end or something. And all of a sudden I thought I heard Keith's name, and then I definitely heard Brother Love's name. And so we're going to play it right after the show, right?
No, because you didn't send it to me. But we will play it after the show. We will edit that part out. Aww. And you will think that we just had it ready. So now we're going to play the song that Simon Jericho wrote.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Have a great weekend. We'll see you guys Tuesday. Thanks for listening. Thanks for spreading the word. Appreciate it. Thanks to Dina. Bye.
9, 2, 8, 1, 3. I'm sorry. So you wanna be a rock and roll singer? Step up, jump back, just wing it. Don't wanna be a slow dance singer, but it's got to make you feel good. Make me feel good. So you wanna be a rock and roll hero? Step up, bring it up, just let go. Don't wanna be a first class hero, but it's got to make you feel good. So you wanna be a rock and roll Jesus? Come on, brother, love to save us. Get wet, legit, don't give up. Cause you're gonna make him feel good. Make him feel good.
Ladies and gentlemen, Keith and the Girl.
KeithandTheGirl.com.